10 episodes ago, that episode 106, I spoke to two friends about the French Ligue 1. The title is of that podcast episode is Ligue 1 101, Romantic Football, the right pronunciations, and how to keep up with the French Joneses. And they went on and on and on in adoration about the French Ligue 1, its fantastic midfielders, and how it doesn't seem to really be what most people see of it from the outside, and why, yeah, specifically why it is not a farmers league, as opposed to what people think, that PSG is bossing everybody around. But 3 rounds into the French Ligue 1, and I have noticed a trend which was made all the more popular by the red card party that took place in the game between PSG and Olympique Marseille. Welcome to the first X Minutes podcast, another episode, but I'm still your host, Ritim Ridaramala. You can call me Papi the Great. More importantly, you can find me on Twitter at PAPI_TheGreat to talk about great conversations about football, great perspective, different, most importantly, different perspectives about football, touching on controversial issues, touching on salient topics, and every other thing concerning the round leather game, especially its beauty. There was nothing beautiful about the game between PSG and Olympique Marseille. What actually was, I could say, was a bland game, had a not so sweet experience ending to it, as 5 players got sent off. I actually noted the times of those sending offs, and game ran into a lot of extra time, 6 minutes to be precise, but the drama started. You'll find clips online, so I really don't want to describe everything in details, but first player got shown his red card in the 96th minute, or the second of the 96th minute. The second player, which was a Marseille player, got his red card shown to him in the 23rd second of the 96th minute, and then there was somewhat of a 20 second break as the referee was trying to sort things out, and then he showed another player his red card in the 43rd second of the 96th minute, and then in just 1 second after that, another player got sent off. 2 apiece for PSG and Olympique Marseille, and just when we thought that was where it was going to end, just a few seconds later, after a VAR check, guess who? Yeah, Neymar Jr. got sent off for something he thought he did in secret, and he must have thought he got away with it, but VAR said, hey, we're always watching your every move, and this is our jurisdiction. Now, everybody's going to start talking about the French Ligue 1 in the next few days as, oh yeah, that league that had that game in which 5 players got sent off. But if you care, then you might want to look at the bigger picture, which, well, that's why I'm here for you. I've already done that, and it seems there's some sort of trend, especially in this league, when it comes to red cards. Yeah. Just what you thought you saw was the popular one. That's 5 red cards in just one game in the third round. Yeah, in the third round of games in the French Ligue 1. But what we're forgetting to look at is the bigger picture. And I will help you look at that now. Now, this is the third round of games, like I said earlier. And teams that missed out on their first round of games, that's PSG, Montpellier, Olympique Lyonnais, and Olympique de Marseille and Saint-Étienne will play their games later this week. But let's talk about round 3 for a minute. And you look around 3, PSG and Olympique Marseille were the last 2 teams to play. That means theirs was the last or the 10th game of the round. And you look at the round of games that were played, Bordeaux and Olympic Lyonnais played a nil-nil draw. Lille and Metz, well, Lille needed a late winner over Metz. I saw that game. Another game I saw was Nimes versus Stade Rennais, 6-goal thriller. It was fantastic. Three goals in each half. I saw the first half. I couldn't catch the second half. Monaco also doing well for themselves. You see the goals everywhere. Only one game finished without a goal. Only one game finished without a goal. But then you look at the red card aspect of things. 9 red cards in 10 games. And those red cards came in 4 games, if you want to be specific. De Hon and Stade Brestois 29. De Hon got a red card. Angers got a red card. Stade Reims got a red card. RC Lens got a red card. And of course, PSG 3. Olympique de Marseille 2. No, we're not talking about the score line at the end of the game. We're talking about the red cards that players got in that game. Now, that's 9 red cards shown to 9 players in 10 games. Whether it was double yellows or straight red cards, it really doesn't matter now, does it? I mean, it doesn't change the color of the card from red to white. Now, we're thinking, okay, yeah, one off, probably change in the next round of games, maybe. But let's take a look at what happened just the week before the international break. PSG couldn't play, Arsenal couldn't play, and 18 teams competed. Or did they? No, they did. PSG played after and played that game after the international break, and then they lost the first loss of the season. So we had 18 teams play. 9 games in round 2, and in those 9 games, there were 5, actually, interesting, there were 5 red cards in those 9 games. Stade Rennais, Montpellier, FC Nantes, and AS, well, FC Nantes got 2 red cards, and AS Monaco also got a red card. Now, that's 5 red cards in 9 games in round 2. Now, in the opening round, where you're thinking, oh yeah, y'all should be nice to each other, you know, I mean, just take it softly, it's a long season and you don't want to push too hard. Of the, what, let me see, 7 games that were played, 4 red cards were shown. So 4 red cards in 7 games, that's in round 1. 5 red cards in 9 games, that's in round 2. And guess what, they just, I mean, it's like a slope that is a stock that is steadily rising. 9 red cards in 10 games. Well, there's always been a whole lot of talk about this league being a farmers league. I'll leave you to deduce what you want from this piece of statistics that I've just thrown at you through this podcast. But for me, I think all of this shows that, to an extent, well, the PSG Marseille drama was just off script. I mean, it wasn't really much about a dangerous tackle as it was about kung fu kicks and a whole lot of talk about racist jars and slurs and all of that. But you look across the other games and the other scenarios where red cards were shown, and you think to yourself, well, this league, you might look at it from afar and say, yeah, Farmers League, but I think it thrives a lot on physicality. I was lucky enough to watch the game. I think the game between Lille and Metz, boy oh boy, Metz were so unlucky to concede that late goal because they were a compact side and they did not give too much away, especially to the 3 Jonathans that Lille were parading on the pitch that afternoon. It was a really fantastic game. The defenders were solid. The midfielders also stood their ground at some point in time. Although I think they were more interested, now the Mets defenders now, they were more interested in dribbling and nutmegs than finding the nearest partner to pass the ball to. But it was all fun, and I think it was just one of the many games that shows you that, yeah, the French Ligue 1 thrives on physicality. However, is this the kind of advertorial that the league really wants to have, especially in a season or in a period where they're still really, really trying so hard to convert the the neutrals, or those who are busy with one other league or the other, and they're just trying to squeeze in one extra game or two extra games into their TV or game, football game watching schedule. And then, do you want to really go to a league where you're going to be seeing horrifying tackles that deserve red cards? Is this the advertorial, or is this the kind of content, is this the kind of marketing that the league on Uber Eats brand wants to portray to maybe a fan in Russia, or a fan in Kenya, or a fan in New Zealand who's saying, oh yeah, well, they play football in France, right? I like to see what they're doing in the French league. It's hard, because on one hand, you get the tough folks saying, yeah, that's my kind of league. It reminds me of the Italian Serie A of those days and all of that. Quite all right. But then on the other hand, you're thinking, do I want to watch a league where I'm sure that I'm almost certain that maybe what? 4 in 10 games will produce or will see at least a red card. I might be lucky or very unlucky to be watching a game like PSG versus Marseille, where not just one, not just two, not just three, but 5 red cards will be shown to 5 different players. I mean, what do you think? Do you think this is doing more harm than good to the French Premier Club football competition? Do you think that all those numbers, 3 red cards, then 4 red cards, then 5 red cards, then 9 red cards, are these doing the French league on any favor? You can leave me a comment on Twitter. I really, really love for us to talk about it. Say hey to me on Twitter and let's talk about this at @papi_thegreat, at @papi_thegreat. Please don't forget to leave a rating wherever you're getting your podcast from. Whatever you're going to be doing this week, I really, really hope it's profitable for you. Stay safe, stay blessed. If you can, try as much as possible to avoid crowded spaces. If you can't, whether you can or you can't, always remember to use your nose mask. No, it's not a fashion thing, and it's not going to be going out of fashion anytime soon. And just in case you're wondering, yeah, COVID-19 is real. So please, do all you can to stay safe, do all you can to keep your loved ones safe. And in the hustle and the bustle this week, remember to say a word of prayer. I'll catch you in the next episode of the podcast. Until then, cheers. Bye for now.